Nosotros somos Cansei de Ser Sexy.
Está escuchando
Latin Row. Refresca sua língua.
Este es Latin Roll y esta es nuestra radiografía. Nos vinimos para Alemania, nos vinimos para Colonia y vamos a practicar nuestro portuñol porque estamos con CSS, Cansei de Ser Sexy. Bueno, primera pregunta en español y vemos cómo va andando la cosa. ¿Qué tal? Bienvenidas a Alemania. ¿Cómo va todo por acá?
Respondemos en portuñol. Sí, en portuñol.
En portuñol, está perfecto.
Muy bien. Estamos gostando muito desta tour.
Sim, sí, a mim me gusta muito a Alemanha, que eu habitado em Berlim por um par de meses. E a Alemanha é como uma casa. A Ana habitado aqui ano passado.
Sim. Sí. Nos gusta muito fazer tour em Europa porque países diferentes en cada...
Muy cerca.
Muy cerquita, muy diferentes, muy bueno.
I understand that you just came from Denmark. Were you in Aarhus playing? How is the music of CSS passing over there? Because it's quite amazing what you did, girls. It's surprising what you have done because as a band that is coming from Brazil, you have a huge, huge group of fans in different places. I see you already twice, I think, and every time it's sold out. So tell me a little bit about this experience playing outside of US, outside of America.
It's just normal. We've been touring Europe for a long time. You know, we started touring Europe. It was the first time in 2006. Yeah. So it's normal, and we always get surprised to see people showing up, you know, like in Aarhus, in Denmark, to see our gig. It's really cool. It's really cool to be a band from Brazil, and you know, we can play in so many different countries, and we have a crowd.
We want to go further, I think.
Yeah, we want to go back to Latin America.
Yeah.
We were missing actually touring because it's been a while that. We stopped in 2009, we played only a few shows, and in 2010 we stopped to do the album, and this year we started touring all over again, and it's been very nice to do tour again after such a break, and of course we did some growing up during the whole process of everything since the beginning, so it's really great to be able to keep on going to all these places and playing shows. It makes us very, very happy.
Last time that we discussed with you, you were just in the process about to take out the album. Now it's out, you're in the middle of the road. I think it's last week or 2 weeks ago that the album is out. So how do you feel about it? Because I heard the album sounds great and I would like to know, okay, maybe the first question is, how do you celebrate an album? The album is out and what do you do the day that you know that this is the day that La Liberación will be out?
We were in London and we were meeting our new label for the first time, Co-op, and we were just celebrating and toasting, and we played a gig at Rough Trade, and that was really cool. But it's funny because the album has been ready for such a long time, and then when it's finally out, it's not like a big happening, you know, like New Year's Eve where something really changes. It's just, it's good, it feels different still.
Yesterday I noticed a lot of people really singing songs along that they were able to hear. So that for me is the big, like, amazing change that makes me feel like something's different.
There's a lot of little celebrations. I remember when we finally finished mixing the album, which is one thing that's very important to... I opened a bottle.
She always finds a way to celebrate.
Yeah, today I'm opening this bottle to celebrate the second week of the release. No, but really, like, a lot of little stuff, like when we come to a conclusion of the track list of the album, and then the album getting mixed, and then the artwork being done, and then the mastering result coming back, and all those little things are kind of like little celebrations for then the album comes out. And when the album comes out, it's so crazy because we're like crazy busy on tour and stuff, but this time we really found like some time to do something special, which was really cool. We went to have dinner.
I'm so high.
It's a kind of, I won't say a new start, but it's something different. You just change your label, if I understand well. And the album, you can feel that there's a lot of different sounds compared to Donkey, for instance, or for the previous CSS. So how do you feel about this? Are you growing in the sound, and this change of label is impacting in a way the way that you're working now?
Doesn't have to do with the change of labels. Some people think that La Liberación had something to do with leaving Sub Pop, but has absolutely nothing to do. We are great friends with them. It's just a bureaucratic thing. I think what made things change from the previous album to this one is just the years and working on it and making shows and thinking about things that can work better.
And have a long time to do as well, right? Because we had like a year. And also one thing that we did for this album that we didn't do for Donkey was Donkey, we wanted to kind of it to sound like we played live. And for this one, we were like, let's do whatever and not worry about how we're going to play live. So that's why you hear some Spanish guitar and some trumpet, which are things that we don't really do live. But it's stuff that we wanted to have in the record. So that's, I think that's what makes it more diverse.
We always sound different and we always do different things because that's what keeps us going. That's the enthusiasm of doing what we're doing.
Yeah, I think it's all our albums very reflective to the moment that we're going through. And since the moments were very different so far from the three albums are very different. And we all think that's a very positive thing. Like, we're really proud of all of our three albums.
I was just going to ask who was going to play the guitar for this girl.
The computer. No. Yeah. Actually, we were playing that song without that.
Yeah.
We're doing the live version.
Yeah. Just, you gotta ignore some stuff and just pretend they never existed.
So no, we just play the tough version.
It's really cool, actually. It's really cool because when we that song finished it and we were like, so how are we gonna play that live? We're just like,
we just started playing with what we had.
Yeah.
Good.
And then then it was a really good version and we were really happy with it. We even recorded it so we could have it because it's really cool as well. So you're gonna see it tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward for that. And how many synthesizers did you use for that album? Because it's full of textures, full of sounds.
Logic.
Logic and Pro Tools, yeah, but you need to the Casio from my grandpa or something.
No, Logic plugins.
Yeah, mostly.
We actually use more different keyboards on stage than we use to record the record. Donkey, we used a lot of vintage keyboards because we recorded at this studio that had a lot of weird vintage, amazing keyboards but for this one we tried to make it more like the first album where we tried to do everything. Adriano has a production company where he does soundtracks for advertisement and stuff like that, and it's like a very nice house with a small studio, so we try to go there and do everything ourselves without depending on, so we didn't want to go to a big studio or anything, so we did everything with what we had. So some really nice people lent us guitar amps because we didn't have many, but keyboards we just rolled with the computer.
Computer plugins.
I heard that was produced more in your house or in your own studio. I guess this is what you were telling just about Adriano. So let's talk about this process, because I think as you were working in your own way, you could like have more time for experimenting and playing with different plugins and different settings. So how was the process of creating this La Liberación?
I think the main thing of this album is that we reworked many songs many times, like Hits Me Like a Rock City Girl used to be two completely different songs, completely different. Partners in Crime has 8 different versions, and Echo of Love has a really different version. That's it, right? But even with all the songs, with Ruby Eyes was reworked a lot. So I think everything was layers of work. We did many demos and we end up with 24 tracks. Some of them are, like Echo of Love has 2 versions, Partners in Crime 2. There's this song called Nice that has 2 songs, and which other one? Hello, that didn't make to the album. So I think
leftovers as well, songs that are not released, like B-sides and stuff.
I think it was lots of layering, and so you know, like City Girl, there's so many layers in this song that sometimes you cannot even hear everything that's going on, like with the Spanish guitar, that the guy who was playing was doing this rhythm guitar, and it's on the song, but it's kind of hard to listen to it. But I think it was many layers.
Yeah, I think the fact that we took a year and some months, which was a big luxury that we were able to do that, it has a lot to do with the end result, because we could go back and forth.
It's very different from Donkey. Like, Donkey was very fast, very straightforward. Yeah. Very like a live band,
and could totally think about, because we always wanted to have guests, like said, and then people on the album, and we never had time, because you need time to do that. First to figure out who to ask to collaborate with, and also to figure out all the little stuff around it. So this time we had this time, and it was cool because we have a lot of guests in this album.
So this is the next question, of course. Primal Scream was in one of the songs. Who was contributing to this album?
Mike Garson, which is the piano player for Dave Bowie for a long time, and
Cody from Shem, on City Girl, and Ratatat, they did a rework of Red Alert.
And about this Spanish moment that you're living, this La Liberación, that I choose said La Liberación, because I think this is how it sounds in the album. Yeah. So first, why La Liberación and not La Liberación? What is this kind of appeal to the Spanish word? And secondly, well, you were saying La Liberación is nothing to do about the label, nothing to do about this. Mm. I feel it more like a freedom of women and freedom of girls. So this is how I feel it. Of course, this is how I feel the song, how I listen the song. So let's talk about a little bit about that song.
Well, the song came after we decided on the title. So, you know, it was like the other way around. And Adriano wrote this song because he's really into punk rock bands from Argentina, and he wanted to do something kind of like that. I cannot write in Spanish. Portuñol, whatever. but I think the name, this album, we were going back and forth with titles. We were never really happy with what we were thinking of. And then when this name came up, this idea came up in Spanish, and everybody liked immediately, because it just made sense for each of us in our own world. And when things make sense, we kind of do not discuss them.
It's just you feel it's right, and it's right. And because if you conceptualize everything, like you don't get to a title like that, I think. Yeah. And I think also the Spanish thing, it's very attractive to us, and we kind of relate to that because we're Brazilian, but not 100% because we're not. You know, we don't speak Spanish as a first language, but Spanish is a language that carries like a lot of intensity and passion and joy, and that also relates to the album, I think. But this is something I thought like way after.
Yeah,
in interviews.
It's something that we always. It's something that appeals to us a lot, and we were feeling. And it's kind of like when we are touring a lot, and we tour like in Germany, in England, and a lot of countries that has nothing to do with our culture in Brazil. And when we go to places like Spain or like Mexico or like Argentina or like Portugal, it's very. It's kind of like a feeling of, you know, yeah, that's very nice. And all of this is kind of in Spanish because only Portugal and Brazil are Portuguese speaking countries, so we have a lot of connection. I don't know, we just really like the language, and Spanish guitar was something that we wanted to do for a long time
because we really like you know, the big pop icons, they all always go through a Spanish phase. And it's kind of funny that this is our Spanish phase, but our Spanish song is a punk rock. And, you know, there's a Spanish guitar in a song that has nothing to do with Spanish guitar.
Yeah.
But that's how we do.
First time that I heard the album, I put it in my car, and I was with my girlfriend, and she said, "Oh, did you bring Enrique Iglesias?" as soon as yeah, because it was just with the guitars, we said, oh, Enrique Iglesias, I love him, she's from Denmark, so she was, oh, this Latin charm. Okay.
story. Yeah.
Okay, back to business. This album, you said before you finished the album a while ago, and I'm sure that always happened, at least that happened to me, that when you finish something and you can't show it, you want to change something. So there is something that you would like to change, or do you say, oh, this part was not really what we wanted.
I think there was so much time that we were just over it. Really.
Because when we thought about that, because we were supposed to actually to have it done at a certain point, and then we said, no, we have to change this and this and that, and then we went back and changed it, and then had it finished. So now, really, it's really in the way that we like it.
Even with the track list, it took forever for us to lock in a track list. Because I remember I was going crazy with the artwork, and I was like, what's the track list? Because we need to do the artwork. So we took, there's nothing that we regret.
Yeah. This one, it's because I'm not sure if we would be able to do that in all the albums that we would do. But
I don't want to. It's kind of demanding.
Sometimes it's kind of good just to put it out and then say, oh, I could have done it like this or like that. But the process is kind of easier. It's like it's five people.
Emailing.
So it's like emailing and having different ideas. So sometimes it's hard to get to one point. But at least we're not a
froggy rock band, like, you know.
Oh, if that was the case, we'd just jam.
And we'd be like, no, more, more.
You spread all your contacts around internet. You have blogs, you have YouTube channels, lot of fans with websites. What are the plans for these B-sides? Maybe are you going to post some of this, or you want to keep it for next album? What is the idea of this?
I wish we would do an EP because, you know, like in Japan, we released Tutti Frutti Fake and another song as a B-side. And then for Amazon, it's Knees, and for iTunes, it's Yolanda. So it would be nice to put all the songs together in one release, because, you know, nobody can keep track with Japan and iTunes, Amazon, you know, all those different. So that would be cool to do a B-side EP.
I think it's something that got lost a little bit. A lot of bands does it, but in the 90s, bands did it all the time. They always used to release EPs or B-side albums, stuff like that. And we kind of like that. I think we're gonna do something like that. Yeah.
I hope so.
Okay, muchas gracias. Thank you so much for your time. I love the album. Congratulations. It's very, very good. At least for me, but even for my girlfriend, it sounds like Enrique Iglesias. For me, it sounds good. So
it's a compliment.
Nosotros somos cansados de ser sexy. Refresca tua língua.
Latin
Room. Vocês fazem isso que eu não entendi nada e eu falo isso também.
Pode falar. Nosotros somos cansados de ser sexy. Está escutando Latin Room. Refresca sua língua.
Tá, vai.
Aí você fala.
Tá.
Três e já.
Nosotros somos cansei de ser sexy. Está escutando Latin Roll. Refresca sua língua.
E vai escutar La Liberación.